Sometimes the best arguments in the world are not enough to convince a skeptic to accept the Catholic faith. But with Padre Pio, sometimes words were unnecessary, and a glance would prove more than enough. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story comes from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. In her book, Diane shares a remarkable story of Mr. Valentino's radical conversion from militant atheist to devoted Catholic. Listen to this. Mr. Valentino was a person one might describe as unpleasant. He was arrogant, proud, and openly showed his dislike towards religion. He also felt a strong animosity towards Padre Pio. His wife, on the other hand, was quite the opposite. She was a person of deep faith and piety. Unlike her husband, she had a gentle nature and was respectful and polite. Mrs. Valentino prayed continually for the conversion of her husband. However, despite their differences, Mr. Valentino loved his wife dearly. You see, she would often desire to visit San Giovanni Rotondo, to see Padre Pio and to confess to him. And, regardless of the great distance they had to travel, and his spite towards Padre Pio, Mr. Valentino would drive his wife anyway. They lived in Milan, in northern Italy, which meant a journey of approximately 760 kilometers, or 472 miles, in one direction. This really shows to prove how much he loved her, if you ask me. Now, whenever they made the trip to San Giovanni Rotondo, Mrs. Valentino would enter the church to attend Mass and seek confession. But she always went in alone. If the church was crowded, and it often was, she had to wait in line for days to have her confession heard. Throughout this time, her husband refused to step inside the church of Our Lady of Grace. Instead, Mr. Valentino waited for his wife in the square, just outside, where he drank coffee and smoked cigarettes. He would sometimes pass the time by telling people that Padre Pio was not the holy man that everyone believed him to be. Can you imagine that? He would openly mock Padre Pio right there in front of the church. Now, I'm not sure if his wife knew about this or not, but if she did, I'm certain she felt terribly embarrassed. However, soon everything would change. One windy winter's day, as Mr. Valentino stood in front of the church waiting for his wife, the cold temperature made him so uncomfortable that he finally decided to give up and enter the church to warm up. When he stepped inside the church, something profound happened. Mr. Valentino happened to catch a glimpse of Padre Pio, and their eyes met for just a brief moment. It was as if something unexplainable was transmitted to Mr. Valentino through that glance. He was so deeply affected by this experience that he underwent a sudden and dramatic change of heart. It was at that moment he realized he had been mistaken about Padre Pio all along. From that day forward, Mr. Valentino began attending the various prayer services held at the church. Instead of lingering around smoking cigarettes while his wife waited for confession, he spent his time in prayer and never missed a single service. Through the grace of the Holy Spirit, Mr. Valentino also eventually made his confession to Padre Pio. The man who once openly mocked Padre Pio now felt a deep gratitude for the blessings he had received. Furthermore, he wanted to do something for Padre Pio, to show his thanks and appreciation. At the time, Padre Pio's hospital was still under construction, and the surrounding area lacked vegetation. So Mr. Valentino bought the first pine trees that were planted on the grounds of the Home of the Relief of Suffering. Just as he once felt no shame in showing his disbelief. Now Mr. Valentino wanted to display his faith to everyone to see. End of story. St. Alphonsus Liguori, a Catholic bishop and theologian, wrote extensively on the topic of slander. In his book, The True Spouse of Jesus Christ, he writes that slander is a sin that is committed by revealing the hidden faults of others or by telling lies about them. He also notes that slander is a grave sin that can cause harm to the reputation of the person being slandered. Now, this concept may not be new to us, but St. Alphonsus also gives us a sort of challenge. He advises that we should always be careful to avoid speaking ill of others, and encourages us to actively build up our neighbor's reputation rather than tearing it down. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.